As I abroad was walking, I heard two lovers talking. One to the other spake a love's constancy. I o'er a meadow turning upon a summer's morning, I heard these lovers mourning, cause of love's cruelty. For under and under and over again, quoth she, sweetheart, I love thee as maidens should love men. The young man he replied, and not her love denied. Quoth he, I am affied in constancy to thee. They cast all sorrows from thee, for I will never wrong thee. Sweet pleasures shall o'erthrong thee, so thou be true to me. For over and under and over again, I mean, sweetheart, to love thee as maids are loved of men. Quoth she, my only sweeting, men fail off in their meeting. Let me have faithful greeting, or else depart for aye. Oh, say not so, my jewel, for then you are too cruel. Yield Cupid's fix more fuel, let not true love decay. For under and over again, I love thee, mine own sweeting, as maids are loved of men. Said she, you men can flatter, quoth he, sweet, no such matter. With that a mane flung at her, and then began to play. Such kisses sweet he gave her, and oftentimes did crave her, that he in love might have her, to sport with him all day. At under and over again, yield thou to sport with me, sweet, as maids to sport with men. He by the white hand took her, and then in kindness shook her, swearing he had mistook her, if now she proved unkind. Oh, yield my sweet unto me, or else you will undo me. If thou no love will show me, to grief I am assigned. Then under and over again, come sport with me, my sweeting, as maids to sport with men. At length this lass consented, they both were well contented, and oftentimes frequented that lovely meadow green, to gather lovely daisies, or sport in Cupid's mazes. I speak it to their praises, they merry there have been, with under and over again. These two did sport together, as women sport with men. Ere 40 weeks expired, this bonny lass was tired. Her heart with love was fired, and grown so round before. This young man from her wanders, to France or else to Flanders. Thus was she served with Flanders, her heart then waxed sore, with under and over again. This maid was wronged in earnest, as maids are wronged by men. Then she began to prattle, like one of Cupid's cattle, and daily she would tattle, that he love was too unkind. Thus in distress to leave her, and by his words deceive her, which did of joys bereave her, that she was left behind. With under and over again, she railed against her sweetheart, as women rail against men. Then she unto her mother complained before another. This fault she could not smother, her belly was so round. Quoth she, some comfort yield me, and from the shame pray shield me. For sorrow's tide hath filled me, that I am like to sound. with under and over, over and under and over again. She gainst her love complained, as maids complain gainst men. Her mother straight perceived her daughter was deceived, which very much her grieved, but now for help she seeks. How to keep her daughter from shame should follow after, and this same shameless matter in private clothes she keeps, with under and over, over and under and over again. She says unto her daughter, these are the tricks of men. In brief, she was delivered, the carrier he was hired, and she from thence was carried to London with all speed. No one could be demure, nor seem a virgin pure. Her carriage now did sure her to be a maid indeed. With under and over, over and under and over again, she vows never to sport that way, as maids you sport with men. Then in a short time came to her a tailor and did woo her. He never could part from her till she was made his wife. He for a maid did take her, and vowed ne'er to forsake her, but still be her partaker, and love her as his life. With under and over, over and under and over again, she vowed ever to love him still, as women do love men. Thus were her griefs converted, and she was now light-hearted, being so well supported by her new wedded mate. She now was freed from mourning, her grief to joys were turning. She now lived void of scorning, dissension and debate. With under and over, over and under and over again, she vowed ever to love him still, as women do love men.